Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and welcome to the Science of Light show. This is Randy Goldberg, and randygoldberg.org or astrodc.com, my website. And we've just been through two eclipses this month. It's been kind of a whammy. And the last Thursday was the partial solar eclipse, and we had the lunar eclipse 2 weeks before that, so a lot of people are being confronted with a lot of change in their life and stuff coming to the surface. And I'm curious to hear people in my audience the experience those energies and what the eclipses were like for you. And I have a few callers. My call-in number is 760-542-4345. So I'll go right to callers. Hi there, and I'm miking you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. So I wanted to see... did you have a question or comment, or you're in the question queue?
Well, I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a question. It's regarding career. I have a really important job interview coming up this Wednesday. For a job at a university.
Mm-hmm.
I currently have a job at a department store, but I'm just so ready to leave there. Like, it's really emotionally draining. There's a lot of negative people, and I'm not making the money that I would like. So I'm hoping mm-hmm. that I get this position at the mm-hmm. university so that mm-hmm. I could also go back to school. I mean, I believe they have a program where if you work for them, that they offer you some classes, so it'd
right,
really be
right.
good for me, both, you know, financially and educational-wise, so I'm hoping I get it.
Uh-huh.
Just wondering what you see around that.
And Have you been, how long have you been looking for other work stuff?
For a while. I've been looking I've been applying to this particular university for about like 6-7 months, and I'm just finally getting a call back. So I'm really excited about it.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah, it seems good, and I'm getting that there'll be some delay. It won't necessarily happen immediately, but it's definitely a good avenue to pursue. And you know, there's always different steps, and they have a bureaucracy that they have to go through with teaching institutions and stuff. But I think it's positive, and seems like a good direction for you. So you're doing that. let's see, I'll go to the next person here. Hi there, I'm unmiking you. And
hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi, how are you doing? My name is Roxana.
Hey, Roxana, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a question to you. I am Gemini, and I was so much affected by eclipses and Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah,
I'm very glad
now,
it's over, but my biggest area of concern, I don't know if you see me either getting remarried or moving in with someone. Maybe I know this person, maybe it's someone new, but I know a couple of people. I had hopes to move in with this person that I know, but I'm not sure if this will happen in 2015 or what do you feel? And his area is the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about how you felt the effects of the eclipse. A lot of people have been in a tent 2 weeks, and different people have felt them differently. Often the lunar eclipses are sort of more internal and psychological, and the solar eclipse we just had on Thursday, a lot of times external events in people's lives shift and things happen in the outer world a bit more.
The first one, I think, was I felt that. The second one I didn't feel yet. I don't know, but I had problems with friendships. Mercury created chaos. I couldn't meet. There were misunderstandings. Then we met. Then we had miscommunication. Then we argued. Then we stopped arguing. Then we decided that we came to, we're okay. So it was very difficult. And my work schedule was completely crazy. I had so much work, like I don't remember that I had that much work in the last 8-10 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was between the eighth and probably until the last weekend.
Right.
Now everything calmed down. Miscommunication is, communication is better. There's no miscommunication, but still, I don't know. I also had health issues during this period, and it's either one thing or another one. So everything came in the last 3 weeks to the point,
right,
and it was very difficult to manage everything.
Right. Well, that's a lot of people's experience. People have been overwhelmed, a lot going on, and definitely health things. I felt the impact of the solar one more on my health than the lunar. But and this, so you say that you're seeing someone right now you're interested in?
Yeah, I'm interested in this person. I've known him for some time. His Aries. I am Gemini. And I would definitely, after knowing person for such a long time, I would like to have a future together and see if there is any possibilities in 2015 or maybe none. I don't know. I mean, more than just friendship. We are friends, we like each other, but I would like, you know, to move in together or to be as a couple living together on a daily basis, not just seeing each other from
Well, I think you should go slow with it.
Well, we've been very slow, believe me. It's been long, long.
Yeah, but I think it's happening that way for a reason, and Eric, if you sped things up, it wouldn't work out the way that you'd want it to. So for this to go the direction that you're wanting and stuff, you've got to continue going slow. And how long have you known him?
Several years. That's why I'm telling you, we were very slow.
Yeah.
We were very slow, and I got to the point when I'm ready to be with someone. That you cannot be just for years waiting and waiting and waiting. And I had obstacles. The person had obstacles. I was unavailable. The person was unavailable. So there were so many different things, but the relationship strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm wondering if we have a future together.
Well, it seems like that he's in your life for a reason, but there's lessons to be learned, and it's good for you to focus on what those are, to have the goal of taking it to the next step. Is kind of avoiding. To take it to the next step, you have to do the work and both be ready to face the issues that will come up. And it's more focusing on that step of growth rather than the outcome of... 'cause I am getting that if you do rush things, that either a lot of stuff will come up that you can't deal with, or he'll get... cold feet again, or so be patient with it and work on yourself and
trying to say no. You know, I am determined. I want to be with someone as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to wait until I am 90 years old. So in other words, you say that I shouldn't have hopes for this person. I should look for someone else, because friendship is not exactly what I want at this point of my life.
Right. Yeah, well, I am getting that it might be someone else. And maybe that's why it's moved so slow, is that he's really not interested to go to another level. If you start talking about all the different things that you would need to work out to take it to the next level, that will clarify. So I think it'll be good for you. You know, relationships are all about communication, and
communicate it. The person would be interested to do this, but again, we had many obstacles before.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you feel that these obstacles will go away, or they will continue to be between us?
Yeah, I think that there's something there. There's a little bit of a mismatch. There's always going to be different obstacles, and you can work through the obstacles, but you've got to kind of focus in on doing the work and not necessarily focus on the goal of that you're together in the perfect way that you want to be, but rather on the work. And if you successfully both do the work together, then it would result in that. But it's kind of just a shift of the focus.
Maybe you can tell me if I will get married in 2015.
Yeah, I'm getting that focus, a better goal would be that you love yourself and you're clear about who you want and what you want, that person is going to show up rather than the object. Like, getting married is like an object, and this is, it's a more of a subjective position.
Well, I've been doing this for a long time. I know what I want, and I love myself. I deserve a partner. I deserve to be loved. I've been working on for a long time. So you don't see 2015 will bring me that?
It's like sometimes a watch pot doesn't boil, and when the person is meant to show up, and sometimes when we quit focusing as intensely and we kind of forget about it, and that's when the person appears. So, I mean, there's different, it's almost a alchemical process. And we got another caller here. Hi there, I'm unmiking you. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, hi there, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, how can I help you?
Birthday, are you doing chart readings?
Well, I'm doing different readings. I'm just starting out seeing what people's questions and comments, and we've been talking about the effects of the eclipses and how people experience those, and what's going on with people with all those intense energies around.
I have an astrology question, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
It's about in synastry, one person, Saturn, square the other person's moon. How does that work in a love relationship?
Saturn squaring the other person's node, did you say?
Moon.
Oh, moon. Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that can be a bit intense, but there are so many ways of doing, so you're talking about in chart combination, and when you're comparing compatibility with it with two charts?
Yeah.
It's a very complex process, and the way some people do it is they do a calculation where they kind of combine the two charts into one chart, and to me that's an ineffective method, because it's like saying one person is 5 foot and the other person is 6 foot, so together you're 5 foot 6 inches or whatever. It's like but when you look at the two charts separately, and is it your Saturn aspecting their moon or their Saturn aspecting?
It's his Saturn. It's his Saturn aspecting my moon.
Okay, so often you can see that in relationships, particularly where there's often the partner is older than the other, or the partner represents an authority figure, or there's a certain seriousness. Saturn often can be, it's a powerful planet, but at times it can give tough love and can feel harsh and cold and distant. It gives a lot of stability and a lot of structure and taking care of business in a serious way, and so it's not at all flaky, it's not at all superficial, and it's dead rock. And different people have different relationship styles and different things they're attracted to. Do you think that there's some elements of the authority figure type thing in this person, or are they a bit older, or any of those kind of dynamics?
No, it's the same age.
Right. And is he very stable, and you feel secure? And Saturn gives, a lot of stability. And
well, I did feel that way in the beginning, and then it changed. There's distance
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just such distance. So I started
right.
to look at the chart.
Yeah, so that's not surprising. I mean, with Saturn square moon, often the moon, which would be you in this case, is going to feel some coldness and distance, and this person's keeping emotionally aloof, and that's it's kind of the classic men are from Mars and women from Venus, sort of that in with a Saturn squaring the moon, the man will want to go into his cave and not talk, and the woman will try to be bringing around and I want to talk over things. And it's kind of like two different agendas. And
So I don't know. I was just wondering about that aspect.
Yeah, so it can be hard, particularly in a romantic relationship, because you might not. It's the opposite of a touchy-feely, open-hearted feeling. It can be serious and often feels a bit harsh and cold and distant. When you see that aspect in a natal chart, often a person might have a mother who has those qualities. If you're going to read them, the moon as being symbol for the mother, and then if it's being aspected in a difficult aspect, like a square from Saturn, and if it was in one person's chart, you would say, you know, it feels like that person was very strict and hard, disciplinarian. Sometimes parents who are very religious or military background or that kind of thing shows up.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's a great question. That's a great astrology question. So it's up to you to think about there. And got another caller here. And how are you doing tonight? I just unmiked you there. Can you hear me? Did you want to be in the call queue?
Hello, yes.
Yeah, hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, good.
Yeah, how can I help you?
What do you need?
Well, you were in the queue to talk to me, so I don't know if you had any question or comments or if you wanted to be called on.
Yes. Are you the screener?
No.
Oh, you're the real person. You're the program person.
Yeah, this is Randy Goldberg. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Are you doing astrology or other? I just tuned in, so I missed
right.
that.
Yeah, I'm doing all kinds of stuff. Do you have a question you want to explore or some situation going on with you?
Yeah, I'm looking for work. I'm looking for work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how's that been going?
What was that?
And how's that been going?
If it were going well, I wouldn't be calling.
So what kind of avenues have you been exploring, and what kind of
you
walls have you been going up against?
It's been an extended period of unemployment, so it's really not really a favorite topic of mine to talk about everything that I've been doing because it's depressing.
Right. I was just trying to get a sense of, rather than say yes or no or some kind of thing like that, sometimes people limit their job search or what they're looking for or the ways that they're involved in it or aren't necessarily in support groups, or there's a lot of different avenues that can help people that they may not have thought about just in terms of practical things. Well, I did a show 3 weeks back with a career counselor, and so all the shows are in archives, and so that might be a good one to listen to because he had a lot of really good ideas about the job search in general and thinking outside of the box of the labels and different things.
Yeah, thank you. And
let's see. Hi there, I'm unmiking you. How are you doing tonight? Did you have a question or comment? You're in the call queue. Can you hear me? Hi there. Did you want to speak? This is Randy, and Just as my cue, the person from the 901, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi. How can I help you tonight?
I spoke with you a minute ago. Hello?
Yeah. Say again?
Yeah. I spoke with you a little bit ago.
Okay.
I was on. Okay.
Yeah. Did you have any thoughts from what we talked about?
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out this person to see if we could possibly have a relationship because everything seemed so smooth and perfect. And then suddenly it changed. And like I said, I looked at the birth chart and kind of got a synastry comparison, and that was there.
Yeah, well, I mean,
And the thing about it is we're like astral twins. That's what somebody says we're close. We're so close to being astral twins, and there's only two differences in our charts. We were born the same year, 2 days apart.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and everything just seemed so, and then it changed, and so I just said, well, I don't know. So I'm kind of studying astrology.
Different people want different part or qualities in a partner. So that some square moon works for somebody that is looking for stability, that wants a partner who's very solid and trustworthy and stable and care of business and is hands-on and, you know, other different things. For some people that could work out, but if you're very emotionally sensitive and need, it's like people have different kinds of cats, and some kind of cats are aloof and some are very affectionate. And if you're the kind of person that would need someone who is very demonstrative and affectionate and showed their emotions on their sleeve and that kind of thing, that would be more difficult. Do you feel like you're more of the touchy-feely type that needs that emotional connection more than the stability?
Well, I'm both is good for me. I have a Cancer sun sign with a Sagittarius moon, so go figure. So I'm part of each. You know, I want the home and the stability, and then the Sagittarius wants to be, kind of out there at the same time. That's the way I understand it.
And, we all have, that's the beauty of astrology. You know, there's all the different planets, and they sort of represent different parts of ourselves, and so we all have these different conflicting sides to the complexity of what makes up a person, and it's always a balancing act between wanting freedom and wanting the different things on that side versus the stability. And
so the Saturn is looking for the stability. Did you say
that? Saturn's very, very stable oriented and very serious and very able to focus and do hard work and kind of service oriented, but no nonsense, brass tacks, just get down to business.
He's kind of like that. And we both have Aquarius and Saturn, but he doesn't know his exact birth time, so I can't really, really tell
and
where
Aquarius,
Saturn is.
Just the Aquarius sign also, sometimes they feel intellectual and distant and aloof and in their own world, and disconnected. You know, it's Spock is kind of a typical Aquarius type. And he would have a strong Saturn if you were to try to think of what kind of chart represented that sort of thing. But you know, it's more about knowing yourself, and if you can, and just know that even though he isn't expressing that warmth, doesn't mean that it's not there.
I kind of feel like it's there, but he doesn't know how to express it.
Yeah,
but anyway,
it's a block on his and a limitation on his ability to express it. So if you do know it's there, then, you know, that's more than half the battle, because when it's, you know, very painful when you don't know it's there and you're wanting it to be expressed. But if you can understand that, you know, and often people who have a military background or different, been socialized not to show their emotions or different things like that, often can show up with that kind of personality trait too.
Yeah. Well, I decided, I kind of feel like the lady who was talking when I first came on, she said she wants a relationship and she wants it now, and that's the way I feel. I don't want a friend or a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm really thinking twin flame or, you know, something on a very high spiritual level. And it's like I've thought about this and I've thought about this with the distance between us. I'm thinking, I don't want that. You know, if this is the way he's going to be, I'd rather let him, you know, just skip right along and, you know, because I don't
have
time for that.
Well, so then, good to, you know, because he might be able to change and do the work that he needs to do if he knows, you know, what an impact, because it's just the way he expresses himself. And if he knows that doesn't work for you, you know, you should at least try to give him the opportunity and see if he's able. See, with Saturn, a lot of times change is difficult and this and that, but, you know, I would say give it a chance of seeing that he, you know, if he knows that this is what he wants, and then, you know, often he might be able to make those changes within himself.
Yeah, he might. Because we're very, very connected. And he knows it. And he's expressed that, even to
and
the point
good,
of saying.
It's a good description of what's going on with this eclipse. A lot of people are having stuff come up in relationships, and you know, just like you're saying, so now there's new issues that have come to the forefront, and they need to be worked through. And you know, if you have a little bit more clarity about what you need from your side, and so when you get a chance to state that and, you know, see if he can step up to the plate or not.
I'm getting to the point now where I don't really care, because I feel like if something is simple, it just seems so simple to me. People like to complicate stuff, you know.
But, you know,
I mean, just make something. I just really don't like that now. As I live, I see how people can take things that are okay and break them, you know, and just make everything all complicated for no reason. It's like, I don't want to participate in that on any level with anybody, on, you know, under any circumstances.
That's the value of studying Jung's personality types. Carl Jung wrote a book, Personality Types, and that's the basis of the Myers-Briggs test. But there really are different thinking styles and ways of being that people have. And so sometimes it's good not to take it that, you know, personally, and they're not necessarily trying to make it complicated or difficult. They just really think in a different way and react in a different way. And if you're a feeling type and he's a thinking type or a sensei doing type, and just knowing that his style of the way his mind functions is different than yours. And so a lot of people have saved relationships by understanding that we have different ways of processing the world and relationships, and it's not as easy as we would like it to be, and relationships do take work.
They do. And, I mean, if you're really going to be awake and conscious and you're living in truth and you're not lying to yourself, that makes it a little bit easier, but you could easily run into somebody who is not as awake or enlightened or conscious or just aware.
Well, and that's exactly what's going on with this eclipse. So you've really expressed it well, and part of it is having the courage to exist again and love again and create again and move on with that thirst of life. And
you know what? Based on what I just said, it's clarifying what I'm really feeling now about everything. Everything's got to be mutual. That's the way I feel now. It's got to be mutual. You got to have that mutual put in, the mutual work on whatever it is, and have the same mutual desire to create whatever it is. Because it's like I'm 51 years old. I don't want to play tug of war with anybody about anything. And if the mutuality isn't there, it's just like I don't want to wrestle with it.
Right. But, so just check in and make sure, because he might be someone who just plays his cards so close to the vest that you don't realize that he's invested the same amount that you are just because he's not expressing it. But, I do hear what you're saying, and, just find that out. And if he's not, then I hear you about the mutuality for sure.
I just don't feel like doing crazy anymore in this lifetime.
That's another great, you're like being the voice for the eclipse. People are fed up with not what's no longer serving them and working for them. And it's kind of like a growing up that gets quickened in these eclipses, and some things that weren't conscious become conscious, and you're able to move on one way or the other.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you so much. You were the perfect person to call in to express all that stuff. That's exactly what's going on with the eclipse. And so I just want to remind people that my website is randygoldberg.org or astrodc.com. And it's $80 for an in-depth hour reading where we look at your whole chart from both the Western and the Vedic perspectives, and from the different systems and from a Jungian perspective. So, and it's $80 for an hour reading. You can do it on the phone or Skype. And I'll go out with some kirtan. You can get this music on innersong.com, and I'll talk to people next week.
Bye.